Welcome back. Well, Finance Minister Nhlanhla Nene is in London with South African labor and business delegates to woo investors and ratings agencies on an international roadshow which takes place biannually post the mini and national budget statements. Business Unity South Africa, which is of course part of the delegation, is optimistic about the country's economic prospects following meetings with investors and ratings agencies, which has already taken place. And Jabu Mabuza, who was there in his capacity as BUSA president, joins us on the line now to discuss what's being communicated to investors and how it's being received. Jabu, thanks so much for your time this evening. So as I say, you were part of the SA delegation on an international investor roadshow. What sense have you gotten from investors globally and ratings agencies right now when it comes to South Africa's recovering economic and political picture?
Yeah, I think the news were well received. I also think we had a good story to tell. We did have some questions that they had, and the questions relative to the budget that they were ranging from, where is this growth going to come from? And the Treasury team did take them through on what assumptions they were having, ranging from an impact that confidence has, some reforms in telecoms, the transport industry, and those related other growth drivers. We also spoke about the other economic activities. The president spoke about sunrise industries, mining, tourism, agriculture. So once we've covered the growth issues, they then raised two other major issues. The one was, of course, the land expropriation issue, and the other one was, surprisingly, Eskom. So on the land issue, I think at the end, Team South Africa managed to address the issue, to point out to the investors that as against creating uncertainty, this issue being put on the table by the president was to try and find certainty on it, acknowledging that in the last 24 years we have not dealt with this issue in a manner that seeks to address its main objective.
Jabu, I just want to hone in on that a little bit. I mean, how much clarity were you able to provide investors on this issue, particularly in terms of how this could potentially play out and the kind of role private sector has to play in this entire equation?
I think, as we have said before, we're calling on all parties involved in this not to join the hysteria, to be level-headed, to be cool, to be calm. It is a motive issue, but just try and point out that Section 25 of the Constitution actually speaks on three points. It speaks on restitution, it speaks on redistribution, and it also does speak on expropriation without compensation. And our point was that this matter is best handled by this Constitutional Review Committee of Parliament. It is an appropriate body to deal with it.
Okay.
And we also pointed out to them that we might not know exactly what to do, but we do know what not to do. We've not been without experiences in other parts of the world when this issue was not handled properly. And we also have pointed out we need to do the land audit. We need to give this parliamentary committee time that by August we will come with something. And furthermore, we pointed out that faced with more thornier issues, South Africans have been able to soberly confront them. The way to deal with this is not to duck and dive the issue.
Yeah.
So only we have to address landlessness, but we need to know what is the need versus what we already have.
Jabu,
once you've done the audit, you know what you got, and then you know what debt you got, and if so, where and how how you're going to fill those gaps.
Absolutely. Jabu, while we wait for that to play out, of course, you highlighted Eskom was another sticking point. We're stabilizing the financial status and, you know, the governance of SA's struggling SOEs like Eskom is front and center right now. Were you able to provide, as chairman at Eskom, concrete evidence of the turnaround that you are managing to instill on that end beyond the board changes and the new leadership, you know, because many see that as the easy wins at this stage?
And indeed, we did deal with the issue of the first and foremost, the SOCs and their contingent liability on the sovereign balance sheet. The minister did address that, but specifically on Eskom, we took the investors through the work that we've been doing up to now, the amount of work that we still have to do going forward, and indeed the emboldenment that we have from the financial market and the community in some of the changes that the president has initiated, the work that we have done in addressing leadership and governance, the work that we continue to do to deal with malfeasance and maladministration, and indeed now that we need to get back into Eskom and review our capital structure, our operating model, look at our costs, look at our revenues, and indeed start to revisit all aspects of our income statement and indeed the balance sheet.
Yeah.
But also we did try to assure them that the government is serious as a shareholder to ensure that all these SOEs are properly governed and they are already doing the things they should be doing. And we think by and large we've managed to address their concern. And there is also an understanding that this is not going to be a three-week event. We're only 7 weeks at Eskom,
absolutely.
But there's a journey to embark on. But we've got the right leadership. We will be appointing a group CEO before end of April, and by the second week of May, we're hoping to have a CFO. So we then together start to address their operating structure that is required.
Jabu, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Not too clear a line to Jabu Mabuza, who's president of BUSA, but certainly giving us an inkling of the kind of conversations that were had on this end. Whether or not we've got investors buying in, we're going to have to wait and see. And that, of course, will translate to capital investments, actually, investors actually putting money where their mouths are. So that was Jabu Mabuza of BUSA.